Sandra McKenzie is the Mental Health Capacity Building Project Peace Program Manager for Peace River and Grimshaw Schools in the Peace River School Division and the Holy Family Catholic Regional Division. And she joins us on the line today. Sandra, thank you very much for joining us. We're talking about cyberbullying, especially happening in the schools. First of all, just a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, please. Comments on how common it is for cyberbullying to happen in the schools and with school-age kids.
Okay. Well, cyberbullying has become more common over the years, and it's something that students, teachers, and parents need to be aware of. And I think it's happening younger and younger as children have access to social media and to having their own phone. It's just becoming a larger issue.
Again, I say, not getting into specifics here, Sandra, but how much can it affect a student both mentally and grade-wise?
Oh, it can have a huge impact on a young person. And I feel like sometimes it's because when a young person is being targeted with cyberbullying, they don't always have the ability to talk to someone, or they don't know who to talk to. So, you know, the success coaches and Yes Workers do lots of discussions at the school about the implications of cyberbullying and what to do if you're being cyberbullied. And so having continuous conversations at home and in the schools are important and can allow children to have opportunities to express if they are being targeted online.
That's a point you bring up here, Sandra, especially with the support staff. I ask, can cyberbullying affect staff because of the student and vice versa?
And I feel like it has long-reaching impacts, right? It can impact the person who's being directly cyberbullied. It can impact a whole circle of kids that are involved, whether they are taking part in the bullying or they know about the bullying, because it often there's often a mentality of I don't know how to help support that person, or if I do support that person, am I going to be next being targeted in cyberbullying? I find a lot of cyberbullying comes on social media, and the youth today, I feel like they don't understand that there's, they kind of feel like they're hiding, like they're not visible when they're on social media, if that makes sense.
I can understand that. Sandra, where can the public and the school division sort of step in when something like this might be either occurring or that one may think that it's occurring?
Yeah, well, I think in the schools, it's important to just have those open conversations and to listen, and for the youth to know that if they are struggling with cyberbullying, that they can reach out to a trusted adult, whether it be their parent or a teacher at school or a Yes Worker or a success coach, that they can reach out and get help. There's also the Kids Help phone. They can text 686-866-8, or they can go on the Kids Help Phone, which is www.kidshelpphone.ca for more information. But one of the things I think that's really important is for parents to have conversations about cyberbullying with their children and teenagers, kind of to talk about what it looks like and how it affects others. And you know, if your child or teenager is using social media, parents should be able to have access to their accounts and just monitor for any kind of harassment.
The difficulty that it is to, I know it's easier said than done just to stay off the computer or ignore it, but it's, you know, in this day and age, I'm thinking, please feel free to disagree with me if you wish, that the difficulty of just staying off or ignoring it is, yeah, it's just that difficult.
Yeah, it's very difficult, and which is it's important as adults in young people's lives that we encourage them to engage in activities that are offline and take conscious breaks from social media and get involved in other activities.
Having said that, I ask this as a final question, even for staff, students, parents, anybody involved. How easy is it just to start talking?
I think for the youth, they feel like it's difficult to start talking, which is why it's so important that the adults in their lives start the conversation and give the children and youth that opportunity to share about what's happening.
Sandra McKenzie is the Mental Health Capacity Building Project Peace Program Manager for the Peace River School Division and the Holy Family Catholic Regional Division in the schools in Peace River and Grimshaw. Sandra, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I really appreciate your time as well.